Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the third day of June 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. And we have the nice folks from the Ministry of Truth, the good old MI6 government-financed BBC, the folks that literally pioneered having trucks driving around, picking up the micro signals if you're watching state-run television without paying your bill. They're here trying to ensure that America becomes just like Big Brother Airstrip 1. And so it's wonderful to have them here today with their conspiracy theory show. In fact, I've debated, if you could call it that, with them fading me down once on BBC Radio, the director of this program. And basically, if you question WMDs and the premeditated lies that are confirmed, it's a conspiracy theory. If you question the fact that Diana wrote letters and made videos saying, Charles tells me he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident, doesn't matter if 80%+ of the Brits know the truth and many top doctors have gone public. It's a conspiracy theory. You don't question government and dinosaur corporate lies. You don't do it because they've got a nice throwaway line of conspiracy theory. We wave the magic wand. Of course, they said for 40 years, Gulf of Tonkin was not staged to get us into Vietnam. But on the 40th anniversary, they declassified the fact that the whole thing had been staged. Oh, sorry, but you're still a conspiracy theorist to not like it. And if you question why they changed the story of the killing of bin Laden over and over again, they claimed he was in a 45-minute firefight and used his wife as a shield and on and on and on. They throw the body in the sea. If you question any of that, even though we had intel 9 years before that this was being planned out in the distance, that he was already dead and had former high-level State Department and former black op commanders on breaking it down 9 years ago, doesn't matter. You don't question a government and a system that lies congenitally over and over and over again. Now, if your neighbor lies to you, we need to expand this common sense. If your neighbor lies to you dozens and dozens of times about everything, every time your neighbor watches your house, somebody pees on the carpet. And you just keep letting the neighbor do it. And finally, you walk in one day and the neighbor's urinating on the carpet. And you say, well, you're the one doing it. And they said, no, you're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, even when you catch them red-handed, that's common sense. Being gullible, not questioning. Remember, for decades, it was a conspiracy theory the Federal Reserve was private and had private shareholders. It's now all admitted. For more than 15 years, I told you that they would implode the global economy through derivatives and openly announce a new world government run by the private banks that you pay your carbon taxes directly to, because we had their public policy reports. But those of us that are smart enough to research and read those, we're called conspiracy theorists because ABC News, BBC, and other MSNBC and other secretly government-financed and Federal Reserve-financed organ, that's now been leaked thanks to lawsuits and other research. If you question that, it's a conspiracy theory. They have all told us that we need to learn to trust our government, learn to do what we're told, and that there is no planetary government being set up. But now the planetary government is being announced, a private fascist government. And in fact, the Financial Times of London a couple of years ago, there was a coming out party. Time Magazine, Newsweek, The Economist, Financial Times, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. In the space of a week, they all came out and said, world government's real. In fact, in the Financial Times, it said, and now for world government. And their editor went on and said, yes, we kept it secret. Yes, it's authoritarian. Yes, it's planetary. Yes, it's corporate. But you're still kooks if you don't like it. And it doesn't exist. Wow. That's like Karl Rove a few years ago told the New York Times. He said, we control reality now. And they said, but you did lie about WMDs. And he said, doesn't matter. We're history's actors now. You just follow what we say, and then you will dutifully report whatever new reality we give you. So if they tell us that we were never at war with East Asia, and the next day we've always been at war with East Asia, the BBC will say, yes, 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 double plus good. And if you question it, you're a conspiracy theorist, and Cass Sunstein says you'd be arrested.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we have an absolutely, totally jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. State Representative David Simpson is joining us. The feds came in and engaged in a behind-the-scenes skullduggery to kill the TSA anti-groping bill in Texas, leading the way. So we stormed the Capitol last Wednesday to get in their face. That became a national news story. Our listeners have been pounding Governor Perry's office with thousands of phone calls. The Capitol reportedly, the media has been basically shut down with phone calls as well. Great job. We got a good chance of forcing Perry, who claims he's against the groping and claims he supports the bill, will then put it back on the special session agenda. He hasn't done that yet. So the heat is on. And we have Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of psychological warfare operations for the State Department, and also ran government overthrow operations. He'll be joining us to break down 9/11 and that being a staged false flag event, a recap of the staged bin Laden killing, absolute fable. If you believe that, then believe that on the night of December 25th, Santa Claus will be coming down your chimney to put goodies around the Tannenbaum, the Germanic life tree. Also, Bob Chapman with his weekly visit will be joining us to break down all the huge developments on the economic front. Now, that said, I don't normally, when mainstream media comes in here, really get in their face. We've had Nightline, MSNBC, the list goes on and on. But I've had the BBC here, one of the colleagues of this fellow that's out here now, who acted very friendly for the day they were here, and then we went out to dinner afterwards, and basically at the end of dinner, They were aggressive and you know, laughed about what a chump I was, and they thought I was a kook and an idiot. I already knew that the whole time. But at least you could, you know, point is, don't have your little MI6 victory dance, you know, running around me at the restaurant. And the guy who's here today, I had a little one-sided debate where they were fading me down on BBC Radio, and I've seen some clips of some of the shows they produced previously. And it's just the standard fodder. If you question anything government or big corporate whore media says, you are an insane conspiracy theorist. And it doesn't work anymore. You make fun of everybody for, you know, many, many years, over a decade, if you don't buy the official story of Diana's death. Of Princess Diana's death. 80%+ of the Brits know it's a complete fraud. Her letter's public. The government's suppressing it. New film coming out, totally proving they murdered her. It doesn't matter. You've lost all credibility. Now, they call it a conspiracy theory if you say that that Bush premeditatedly lied about WMDs in Iraq. But it's on record that they lied in the White House memo and the Downing Street memo, premeditatedly. It's on record they lied about Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam for 40 years, saying you were conspiracy theorists if you talked about it being staged. Well, it turns out there were news articles in Southern California when the ships came back in from the Pacific where officers got off the boat and said nobody attacked us. It was staged. So, see, things become conspiracy theories because there's a truth in it, but then over time people don't have the original documents. And the reality is, they would call you a conspiracy theorist from 1913 on if you said the Federal Reserve was private. It's now admittedly private. Its shareholders are secret. Alan Greenspan has gone on Learn News Hour and said they're above the law. No one can investigate them. No one is above the law. This is not the right of the bankers as our new imperial kings pre-Magna Carta, pre-1215. It's over. And so this trick of the gullible public, not so gullible anymore, just being told, oh, trust us. Yes, we've lied to you thousands of times. Yes, you catch us lying all the time. Yes, you catch us breaking the law all the time. Just understand it's dangerous to criticize the government. The boogeyman will get you if you don't give up all your rights and liberties. I remember the BBC when archival footage got leaked onto the web of their reporters on BBC 24 and BBC World at the same time reporting Building 7, Solomon Brothers, has fallen into its own footprint. CNN also started reporting it, but Aaron Brown lived in New York, turned around, he went, or that's the report, it's right behind him. 47-story building, government offices in it, blew up with blast points, falling into its own footprint, free fall. NIST for 8 years lied and said there was no free fall. They now had to admit that. They've thrown away the last five fake reasons they say it happened. The BBC has had these whitewash reports. But what did the BBC first do? They came out and said, that's not our footage. Then people said, of course it's your footage. Look at it on two different channels. They said, well, we lost the tapes. Oh, sure they did, of that most famous day on their two big channels internationally. They lost the tapes. You believe that, you believe the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy are real. And I said at the time, in articles we wrote, I said, Reuters is one of their main internal feeds, openly run, with huge connections to CIA, MI6, Mossad, EU security, pumping propaganda. They had a false start, just like when they killed Kennedy in countries in the Pacific, Australia, other areas, before they'd even captured, and before they'd released the name of Lee Harvey Oswald, they had the papers. Back in that day, they didn't have the internet, so papers came out multiple times a day. The papers, you know, extra edition came out. Lee Harvey Oswald. It's called a false start. The intelligence agencies didn't get their whole story straight. So see, BBC did that. They're fed that. I said, watch, it's going to be Reuters, because I went and researched who feeds them. And years later, it was a Reuters feed. That's why we reported it had fallen from fires in its own footprint. Well, there you have it. Expanding on that, we now have the CNN footage of the cops saying, get back. They're going to blow it up. That came out 5 years out of the archives after I'd interviewed cops that were on that video later when it was released, saying they heard the countdown to blow it up. But it gets worse. I was going to get a pizza that day. I've been broadcasting all day. I heard local ABC and CBS radio reporting they were going to blow up 7. But they said, wait, no one's going to buy that. Blow it up and then say it fell on its own. Everyone heard it. Now the NPR tapes of them announcing they blew it up in New York are out. Silverstein on PBS saying they gave the order to pull it, controlled demolition, and watch the building come down. This is the type of information we're talking about. Now, shifting gears to the aftermath of this incredible police state that came after 9/11, this Reichstagian event, State Representative David Simpson, who authored the bill, been the main co-sponsor, got it into the Senate, 138-0, to make a law against the TSA groping men and women and children's genitals on the outside or the inside. I've had district attorneys on. It's already illegal, but this is warning the feds. Went to the Senate, was killed. Senator Dan Patrick said that the lieutenant governor killed it. Now the lieutenant governor's under pressure. He's asked the governor to put it back on the legislative session. This is being watched by the entire world. The Drudge Report is covering this, and Infowars.com right now, DrudgeReport.com. Representative Simpson, thank you so much for joining us today, sir, and congratulations for standing up for what's right and your bold statements about this federal tyranny. Good to have you back with us.
Well, it's good to be with you, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Representative. Okay, break down, how do we get this into the special session? Why is Perry, what's the scuttlebutt? Is the governor, who claims he's for the bill, going to add it to the special session? Tell us what's happening.
Well, I'm very hopeful that he will. I do think I'm very grateful for Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst asking for it in writing to be added to the call. Right now, the call on the special session is for basically school finance, some health care matters, and for congressional redistricting. But I've asked for this as well, in addition to the lieutenant governor. And interesting, on a teleconference on Wednesday evening, or I think it was in the evening, the governor was asked about the unreasonable groping searches bill, as I like to call it, or the TSA bill, as some others call it. And he said that it was his policy school or his group was looking at it, and that he was waiting for consensus. And I'm not sure exactly what he was referring to there, but we pretty much had it was unanimous coming out of the House, and it was unanimous in the Transportation and Homeland Security Committee in the Senate. And then we almost had every vote in the Senate until the Department of Justice issued their inaccurate, bluffing letter.
Their no-fly zone threat to basically have a Libya no-fly zone. They actually said no planes in or out, federal blockade, exactly what started the Civil War.
Yeah, it was just a bluff. And we did do something, I think, that'll help. And we made the effective date 90 days after enactment, so that it would give time to the state and to the, hopefully the TSA will revise their procedures, their bureaucratic rules. I mean, there's no congressional statute that allows or requires touching of private parts. The DOJ's letter was very misleading and false. It said we were going to stop all searches. It doesn't go that far at all. It just says you can't touch someone's private parts without probable cause. And they said, and unless we touch your privates, you don't fly. That's what's outrageous.
And by the way, there's a new video out of after the woman has been groped, she's crying and asking for help. And they say, look, we're going to grab your genitals and your breast or you don't fly. Then they threatened to take her son, who's videotaping its luggage, and then arrest him for daring to get evidence of the molestation.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Representative Brian Hughes, told me that one of the members on the PUC was on a flight, and they made him go through the scanner, and he opted out. They started yelling, opt out, opt out. So he endured the so-called pat-down, which is a euphemism. And then after that was over, he saw that they were going through his luggage, and they were emptying all his, private parts, his stop kit and whatnot, one by one going through everything in his luggage. And he said, he asked for a manager, and And he said to the manager, you know, I opted out, but my bank didn't opt out. Why are they going through everything? And he asked, well, am I being punished? And the TSA agent or supervisor said, yes. And that's what this is all about.
Now, what they do is they get low-grade morons who literally couldn't get a job at McDonald's who were on power trips. I mean, who else, Representative, would want to stick their hands without, you know, her obliging in Miss America's pants? Who else would want to take diapers off one-year-old babies? Who else would want to grab the breast of a crying woman in Amarillo? And then the men said, boy, you're hot. We'd like a date. They just settled the suit with her. I mean, a lot of these TSA people are out-of-control goons, and you've had your children groped on by these people for opting out of the scanner, but now they want to do it on top of the scanner. This is really coming to a head, and it's transpartisan. It's bringing everybody together, expanding on this. I've had former Congressman Bob Barr on, who runs Liberty Guard. He agrees it's a federal power grab about killing the 10th and 9th Amendment. It's about breaking our individual will. Representative David Simpson of Texas, who's really been at the front lines, the vanguard of this fight, how do we pressure Perry? Because Perry's saying he supported this bill, but then Dewhurst, reportedly according to Senator Patrick, nixed it but didn't want his fingerprints on it. Now Dewhurst is under major heat, does put it into a package of bills, and asked for the governor to put that in. Normally the governor would do whatever his Republican counterpart, Lieutenant Governor, asked him to do, the leader of the Senate, as you know, but for listeners. And where is Perry? I mean, how long do we have to get him to add the groping bill, the anti-groping bill, into the special session?
He can add it at any point during the special session or even a subsequent one if hopefully we won't have one. But, you know, I think he's a reasonable man. I mean, he wrote the book Fed Up. This fits with that program. I think we should peacefully, respectfully, you know, write letters, email him, call him, and ask him to add it to the call. And then, you know, get with the various senators who had a little trouble standing up to the Fed, and hopefully this thing will fly through the House and the Senate. It's filed. Senator Patrick filed it in the Senate yesterday. I filed it in the House. They're identical. And it should go straight to the governor very quickly. He just needs to, we don't even actually have to wait for him to add it to the call until... But we can continue to work on it, but hopefully he'll do that. And if he does that, I'm sure it would fly through the vote.
So you're confident he is, because I'm a little surprised the governor, if he claims he's for the bill, didn't put it into his original filing of the bills he called a special session for. I mean, this is a big litmus test. If Governor Perry doesn't do this, boy, his whole Fed Up, time to get the feds out of our lives, pro Fourth Amendment statement starts to ring a little hollow.
And he hasn't opposed it, and he stated that if there was consensus, he would support it. So that was on Wednesday, and his policy staff are looking at it, and hopefully they'll add it shortly, and we'll get this done.
What about with your personal side or your representative site posting an open letter to the senators that we know got their arms twisted? Reportedly, we had 30 of the 31, so it would have sailed through. Or can you on air give us a list, Representative Simpson, of some of the senators that we need to talk to via personal visits, phone calls, emails, to make sure that they stand up to the feds?
Well, there's not that many of them, and there's 31, and I don't know. What happened on the first time, there was a group of 12 of them whose names were submitted to the lieutenant governor, who was chairing the meeting at the time. And so then Patrick withdrew the bill. And then the next night, he almost had the votes. I think I would just call whoever your senator is or email them and ask for their support. I know there were both Republicans and Democrats that didn't stand up to the DOJ when they should have.
Representative,
we still had a majority, though.
Sure, sure. So we still had a majority, so why then did Dewhurst pull it, saying he didn't have enough votes?
Well, it was really the last day for a bill to be heard, and you had to suspend the rule. And not only did you have to have a two-thirds vote, but on that day you actually had to have a four-fifths vote to suspend the rules to have a bill on second and third reading. And so we just ran out of time. I think if it had come to the Senate earlier, we would have got the bill passed.
Okay. Representative Simpson, the last time you were on with us from the Capitol, you talked about the fact that you've been asking the TSA for their law, for their regulation, and they can't give it to you. The FBI can't randomly grab people's genitals through the pants or inside the pants, as the TSA is now doing, even to small children. And we're having men grow up little girls and vice versa. Just unprecedented stuff that even, you know, Stalinist Russia didn't do publicly, but did in its dungeons. So just unprecedented. Communist China doesn't do anything near this. Some of the worst, even North Korea, I've talked to journalists, this isn't done to the general public except in special circumstances. So this beyond North Korea situation that they're just throwing in our face arrogantly, I've had district attorneys on. They've said that there's already laws in Texas. There's already laws in California that a cop can't do it, a state police, a fed. And so you've continued to ask these. I mean, why not just have the state put out a resolution calling for district attorneys and state police to go do stakeouts? We know crimes are being committed, and start clapping these feds in irons.
Well, it's a little more complicated in the sense that when you buy your ticket and the fine print, you know, the 6 or 4 point.
It's a contractual thing. So kind of like you can go to Nevada and sign a contract to visit a prostitute. Things that would a lot of times be illegal or legal under contract.
Well, and basically people, you know, that we're not leaving them any alternative. Either you get ogled or broke if you don't go through the metal detector. And, you know, to me, if you don't want to go through the scanner, they ought to send you back to the metal detector. I mean, we're only talking about 3% of the people, and that's way too many to grope or to do virtually strip search.
Well, Representative, we're almost out of time, but I've flown a lot, and they're lying when they say 3%. When they've got them on and going, it's mainly women and children. I've seen it over and over again, and they do the, and this is now admitted in many cases, the scan and the grope. So they're putting out this hoax that, well, do the scanner and we won't grope you. In fact, they've admitted, the TSA and the Chicago Tribune wants everyone in the future to be scanned. But my point is, take topless bars in Texas. We've had big issues reportedly in the VIP area with women touching on the men and vice versa. Just because contractually you go in there looking for that doesn't mean it's legal. So they can say contractually we're allowed to grope you. But I mean, a contract doesn't allow crimes to be committed.
Yeah. And the bottom line is we're allowing them to do it. And we just need to say, you know, we're not going to fly if you're going to have to touch me in my private parts without probable cause. There's a great quote by C.S. Lewis in 1948. He said, "Of all tyranny, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive." And I think he's right on. In the name of fighting terrorism, our government is doing what the terrorists could never do, and they're removing the dignity and freedom of innocent travelers every day at the tune of at least 60,000 people out of 2 million. It's just, it's unreasonable. We need to stop it. We need to stop submitting to it and look for other ways to secure our travel.
Absolutely. Well, Representative David Simpson with District 7, thank you so much for spending time with us. In the 30 seconds we've got left, what else can we do to ensure that Texas, the Lone Star State, stands up to this tyranny? How do we get that bill passed? Just absolutely call the senators and call Perry.
That's right. And I would also call the Speaker of the House. I would call all your representatives. And then I'd also call your U.S. representative and senator and ask them to support this on the federal level.
Well, that's the good news. They just cut $270 million out of TSA, and they're moving to try to remove the scanners at the congressional level. Representative David Simpson, thank you so much for spending time with us. You need to run for governor. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It must be that the planets have aligned and summer is getting into full swing because something unusual has happened here at OfTheField.com. We're having a sale. That's right, the Happy Summer Sale. Oh, we know it's not the official beginning of summer, but don't tell the wild food that. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. The best time to really learn, identify, and experience wild food is now in North America. It's all over by Monday, June 6th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the net, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. The season will likely be over before we have another sale. Even catalog customers can play by writing Free Food Now on the top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off the merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food savings at OfTheField.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
But what we have is a giant global corporate empire that runs Europe, runs the United States, runs our republic, and they're using our money, our name, our power to expand their system. Here's an example. The National Post today says leaked U.S. cables lay out North American integration strategy. And we learned this through WikiLeaks. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, 2007, has these very documents in it. Judicial Watch sued and got them in 2007. And it says, thousands of pages, we must keep the public in the dark about this. We're going to pass the carbon taxes to fund our private corporate takeover. They had Fortune 100. We have the minutes of it. There were the leaders of the bureaucracies from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, telling them what to do, and our elected representatives bowing to them. And they talk about North America integration by stealth. Then Bush came out, and this is also an endgame, on C-SPAN with Merkel and Barroso of Europe, the head of the EU at the time, Barroso, the head of Germany, Merkel, and said, we are now merging the American Union with the European Union. Remember in 2007, they had the 50th anniversary of the EU Treaty of Rome. Just like in 2005, the North American Union was established at Baylor. But you talk about this, the media calls you a conspiracy theorist. They ran Lou Dobbs out of CNN because he would cover this. Oh, WikiLeaks, National Post, Big Paper of Canada. The integration of North American economies would best be achieved through an incremental approach, according to leaked U.S. diplomatic cable. Oh! Watch Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available on DVD at InfoWars.com. Read all the documents for free at WhatIsTheEndgame.com. Or watch the film free. It's on YouTube, it's on Google, it's everywhere. Or see it in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. So more on that later with Bob Chapman coming up. Now, for the next 15 minutes, Ryan Michalis, whose mother is on the video that's top linked on Drudge last night and today on the left-hand side. It's now been moved down below. Assisted suicide advocate Jack Kevorkian dies. It's now under that report at Drudge Report. And we're double linked over at DrudgeReport.com, the biggest news website in the world, because he knows what the folks want, the truth. Down there, he also has a link to the new federal law they're trying to pass that if you embed a copyright YouTube clip, you will get 5 years in prison. And, of course, you don't know it's copyright. And, oh, by the way, Judicial Watch sued again. They got new documents where the George Soros-affiliated groups want to end freedom on the Internet. Well, the White House regulations are openly wrote memos saying arrest people that we disagree with, arrest 9/11 truthers, arrest people that question man-made global warming, arrest people that think sunlight is good for you. You can't make up how tyrannical these slithering, simpering slime bags are. What do they call it? Now they admit it's eco-fascism. They say we want fascism. They say the public's too dumb to accept our tyranny, so we'll just do it. What did the foreign editor at the Financial Times of London write in his article, and now for world government? He said, yes, we're secret. Yes, we're authoritarian. And yes, it's good. And you bet we're militarizing, and this world is ours, and we're coming for it. And you cattle are going to lay down and take it. Ha ha, they love it. Well, I got news for you. Some of us are still red-blooded. Now, this woman had a normal reaction to having people grab at her breast and other areas. Her son videotaped it, and so they arrested him, reportedly. We're going to talk to him right now, and threatened to take his bags. And we're going to play part of that clip here in a moment. But now we go to the son of the lady, Ryan Michalis, joining us. Sir, tell us where you live, where you're located. What airport? We have it in our article, but break down where and how this happened. And obviously a short video clip with him in your face can't capture all of what happened. Break it down for us, Mr. Michalis.
Well, I'm a resident here out in Phoenix, Arizona, and the event you saw in the video took place at Sky Harbor International Airport here in Phoenix. And basically we went through the screening process, and my mom was, you know, suggested to go to the body scanner, and because my family knows the adverse effects of the body scanner and don't want to subject our naked images to other people, we always opt out. Usually it's my father and myself that gets, you know, flagged for this, but this is the first time my mother went through. And you saw the aftermath of the horrific event that took place, which has left her in the position to never want to travel again by airplane.
And, of course, Obama made the joke in the State of the Union that don't worry, you can ride the trains and not be scanned or groped. Now they're moving out to the trains, high school proms, total federal power grab. Now we only see once she's begging for a police officer who comes over and basically helps the tyranny. You know, don't call for an officer in the modern America with a K und homeland. You know, things have changed here. We're an empire now, as Karl Rove said, an imperial bloodthirsty empire that sucked up the republic. Going back, break down what happened to your mother before you got the cell phone camera on.
Well, she was ahead of me in line. She went through and they, you know, opted out for the body scanner and said, I'd rather have, you know, go through the pat down. They had actually gone through the majority of the pat down. They just had the front upper part of her body to, you know, grope, basically. And she said at that time, before you do that, I want to file a complaint. I do not want you to touch me there. And the woman proceeded to do so, and I was able to get my phone out of my bag just in time to catch what happened just after that statement was made. She then, you see, is very hysterical, crying for police officers to help, and I think that what was caught on film was what it's breaking the illusion that the police are a higher security than TSA. TSA obviously have more security than our own police officers. Because, you know, TSA, they don't have to abide by the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, this is an indoctrination zone, breaking our will, training us for the forced inoculations and the warrantless blood draws that are now unfolding nationwide. Now, so walk us through it, up to the point the camera's turned on. So they choose her for the microwave oven machine, which the TSA has now been caught faking the calibrations. Even New York Times admits 20 to 50 times the radiation. Top scientists say it's dangerous. But they just wave a magic wand and don't even do the federal law radiology test every month because they're government. And if you don't like the radiation, you're a conspiracy theorist for questioning. So they just like our U.S. government's raised safe levels of radiation because of Fukushima, they just raise the level in milk and food they say is safe. They wave the magic wand and say, be quiet, conspiracy theorist. Just like 8 months ago, they called us a conspiracy theorist in the media for saying they were patting the outside of the pants and going inside the pants. Later had to admit that when it was caught on video nationwide. But still, we're a conspiracy theorist, though, even though we were right again. Going back here, describe exactly what happened, how this unfolded.
Well, what you didn't see in the video, because my phone shut off between the time when they told me to leave the area and the time when I clicked back on when I leave the area, I had several TSA agents actually approach me, my father, and my mother, and they repeatedly attempted to say that we were, you know, staging this event, that we're hired actors, basically trying to just dehumanize us and take away from the actual atrocity that was taking place with my mother, you know. The whole time, I really wish I had that on camera, but unfortunately, I just have it seared in my memory.
Well, that's standard. So, they do dehumanize you. They say everybody loves having hands stuck down their pants. Miss America shouldn't mind that they went in her panties and into her body. Jesse Ventura shouldn't mind, and I've witnessed them grabbing his genitals and seeing what they are. It's confirmed they put pressure to ascertain. You should like a man walking up and grabbing your genitals and squeezing. You should like them running their hand into the crevice of your anus, as Jesse Ventura's lawsuit states. Ron Paul, the congressman, should like his genitals being grabbed. The state rep we had on when they grow his little daughters and the big freak out at the Texas airport. He should love it. See, you're an actor. You're not a real person, Mr. Michaelis. You don't have rights. You should love it. You're fake. You're a conspiracy theorist. You don't exist. It's not real. So they came up and they got around you with their little brainwashing. Please continue.
Well, at that point, basically, you know, I repeatedly said, you know, that this is not the case, and they asked me, you know, who do I work for, and I'm not going to tell them that I'm self-employed and, you know, what my business name is. That's none of their concern. What they proceeded to do was they tried to tell me that my luggage was left too far away and that they were going to get a Leo, a law enforcement officer, to come over and take my baggage forcefully from me while I was waiting for my mother to go through the process.
That's right, animal. You don't wait for your mother while she's crying. How dare you try to stay with your mother? Are you Al-Qaeda?
Nowadays, up is down, left is right, you know? So.
All right, so the pot bellies are running around doing their thing. Your mother starts to cry. Continue.
As she's going through, as she's crying, my father comes over and tries to, you know, counsel her and, you know, ask what needs to be done so we can go ahead and finish and ask them to, you know, not perform that type of invasive procedure any further since they had already, you know, groped her, made her cry. At that point, they continued to insist to further breach her privacy by continuing to want to further search her upper body. And she basically said, no, I don't want this. I want a police officer now because I want somebody here to protect me. The police officer is supposed to protect us.
And people joke and say a middle-aged woman should enjoy having their breast grabbed, and we've all seen the videos where they squeeze them to ascertain what they are. Now, this is the double think. When government does it, it's good, but if a man came up to your mother and grabbed her breast in a park, there'd be police helicopters, attempted rape on the news, the guy would get 10 years in prison. But when they do it, it's like, hey, lady, you ought to enjoy it. I've seen some of that in the news.
Absolutely. It's really frightening to see where this country's mindset is going, because to say that this is acceptable is just complete, you know, intellectual bankruptcy on the individual's part that says those sort of things, because this is just too invasive. You don't have the right to grope somebody the way you do, you know, without probable cause, without a warrant.
What about sexual assault victims? This is very traumatic for them.
Absolutely, and that's kind of what I've been trying to make the point to a lot of people. Is that, you know, what happens to these women that have been sexually assaulted, and, you know, they don't say anything. They grind their teeth but are subjected to the horrific memories of what had happened in the past and reliving them as they're going through the process. It's just unbelievable that they would allow this sort of thing to happen.
What about my children? I'll be listening to me on the radio sometimes when my wife lets them, when the subjects aren't too hardcore, or when I'm driving in the car, I'll have news radio on. And they'll hear about the lawsuits and people trying to pass laws and the congressman getting angry and all of this going on and the whole world marveling, and over 20 billion a year of Europeans and others won't come here because they're like, this is not normal to have you grab my genitals. And they're like, why? Everyone does it. It's totally normal. All this insanity is going on. And my children say, my 8-year-old, my 6-year-old, well, now 7, and my 3-year-old, they'll say, Daddy, you said stranger danger, don't let them touch me. So what they're training you to do is basically let the government people molest you. And I have to say, no, children, governments go bad in history more often than not, just like in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia that I've taught you about. And we've got a very bad government right now that's openly trying to overthrow the Fourth Amendment, Second Amendment, and we go over those issues and go over history with them. And they understand. They understand that not everyone in a uniform is bad, but that the bad men have taken over the federal government, and that the foreign banks have captured the U.S. through the private corporate imperium. And they now understand. And we say, that's why you can't fly on airplanes. We can't let those bad men do that to you. And that's just what it's come down to in America. So continuing, how did this progress?
Well, after the event that you see where my father and I leave the security area to go find my mother, she was crying hysterically and went down to the main Southwest airline desk and filed formal complaints with them and the TSA. We were originally getting ready to go to Lake Tahoe, and my father and I decided that, you know, we'd go ahead and continue on our way. My mother was in no way, shape, or form going to continue to fly. So when my father and I went back to the process, basically every TSA agent in the entire area knew who we were, obviously, for what had just happened. And they just eyeballed us the whole time, forced my father and myself to be subjected to a full pat-down. And, you know, when we go through that process, we handle ourselves in such a way where the verbal retaliation that we give them to the physical assault that they give us is definitely justified for some of the things we say to them to point out to him.
What do you tell them? You know, this is sexual assault. You're going to pay for your crimes one day. You're a sick pervert. Why'd you take this job? You must enjoy it.
Well, one thing that we've seen is that the majority of these guys, they don't really like to do what they do, because when we do confront them and say, you got this job because you like to fondle other males, you know, and we say those statements because we want them to understand that what they're doing is wrong and that what we feel is being is a complete violation of our individual rights. And any way we can to speak out against such a policy.
Some of them don't like it, but you're psychologically missing what the key. They don't like it when you stand up to them. It loses the fun. That's why when a woman starts shaking and crying, they really get excited. I've seen the psychology when cops break pro-lifers' arms, part of torture compliance. Federal courts have ruled for 25 years they can do it. I have video of it in my film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, that after they break the arm and they see the bone stick out, a wolf instinct, a predator instinct, and they swarm in with billy clubs as the priest or whoever lays there, and they just start the blood orgy. So it's more of a Nazi blood cement type thing. So the fact that you stand up to them, that takes the enjoyment away. Sorry, go ahead, Z. See, that's why the predators really like kids, because they can panic them and the kids cry and they psychically feed on it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're right. And you did see that several TSA agents do get such enjoyment, or they have this power trip mentality, and you can clearly see that especially in the women that approached me to tell me to turn my camera phone off. They definitely had some control issues. And I think that's what happens here is when they go through these TSA screenings to get a job with them, when they do the psych evaluation, I think that they intentionally pick out people that are kind of have control freak issues.
Well, you're right. We've gotten government documents confirming that the main reason they test nerve gas on troops in England and the U.S. and kill them, or biologicals on troops, or radiation on troops, or over 4,000 U.S. school children grabbed from their parents, foster kids, and others radiated to death, all declassified. Or why do they order the U.N. to give, in every major country they operate in, live polio shots to the kids? They're building cadres, armies of people that enjoy it. And that's what the TSA is. That's why they've admitted it's going to roll out nationwide, is this is an army of people that whether they do it because they're perverts or control freaks or just idiots, they will do whatever they're told. This is the brown shirt army that the federal government has been pushing for.
Absolutely. I agree full-heartedly with that. And it's sad that most Americans don't recognize that, or if they do recognize it, are unwilling to step up to the plate and stand on their own two feet and say, hey, you know what, this is wrong, and I'm not going to take it anymore. This needs to stop.
Well, Ryan, you're awesome. Stay there one more segment with us if you can. I want to come back in the next little five-minute segment. I'm just going to shut up. I've made my point. I want you from front to end, run through what happened, any other areas that you haven't gotten into, and where this is going in the future. Are you going to sue these scallywags? Are you going to push for Arizona to move against these groping criminals? We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
The
Eugenics coming up in about 20 minutes to join us. Got a ton of other really important news. I get very angry about this because I studied it. I remember Governor Ridge almost 9 years ago on C-SPAN admitting they would roll out to the streets, the highways, the bus terminals, the total takeover. Now the TSA is making unions get authorization to even have jobs. Now they're making the 9/11 victims, the police and firemen, go through a terror check to finally get health care. You don't believe me, it's in New York Post, AP. This is a total takeover of society. I mean, we're not just saying army of brown shirts because it's a nice verbal flourish. This is admitted. And what's scary is as good people leave the TSA, more and more it's nothing but the crazies. Now, you've got the floor. Ryan Mikulas, who shot the video, your mother breaking down after the groping, run from the start to the end in about 4 minutes through what happened uninterrupted.
Okay. Well, when we went through the process of the screening process to get on an airplane at Sky Harbor International Airport, we were put in the line, and my mom was chosen by one of the TSA people to go through the body scanner. She said, no, I did not want to go through that. They said, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and take you and do a pat-down, you know, in the screening area, where they're going to put you out in front of everybody for, you know, saying no to them and trying to make an example of you so that way others won't say no. But what they did was they ended up going through the screening process, patting her down, her legs, her rear, her buttocks, her arms, across the shoulders and whatnot. And the last seconds before when they told her they're going to grope her breast, she said, I would like to file a personal complaint before you go ahead any further with this. And when they said no, they basically ignored her. They didn't say no, excuse me. They just ignored her request. They went ahead and proceeded further into groping her. At that point is when I was able to get my camera phone out of my luggage, which had gone through the little X-ray machine. I pulled it out, hit record as fast as I could, and you see the event that took place there. What happened afterwards was she was still crying, pleading for police officers to come assist her and to stop the molestation that was taking place. My father was allowed to stay over there because he wasn't recording. They just had a big problem with me recording the event. And they repeatedly told me over and over again that you cannot record here, which is a lie. And I caught them in that repeatedly saying that. Gentleman from Southwest Airlines came over and said that you're not allowed to film here. He had actually said that he would like to have me arrested. The TSA woman, when I was 10 feet away from my bag, said that she's going to get a LEO, a law enforcement officer, to have my luggage confiscated because I was not attending the luggage and it was unattended luggage. From there, I was subjected to further searches as we went through the process again once my mother left and refused to continue on the fly. She went down, filed complaints with TSA and Southwest Airlines. My father and I went ahead to get on our airplane to go to our destination. And from there, what we did was we went through the process. They saw who we were and immediately said, go to the body scanner. We immediately said, no, we are not. And they then subjected us to pat-down. We got on the airplane and went to Lake Tahoe. One comment I'd like to make is that in Lake Tahoe, the airport for Reno Lake Tahoe, they don't have body scanners. They don't have invasive screening processes. They have canines, bomb-sniffing dogs in the airport, which have been proven to be far more effective in preventing any quote-unquote terrorism because they're used, you know, in the military in Afghanistan and Iraq. Which,
yeah, this isn't about being effective. It's about training you that some slob is going to grab your mother's genitals.
Right. And I just wanted to make the point that the... You know, Michael Chertoff makes millions of dollars having these rapid scan machines there. It's really a big scam, and it's a scam.
Ryan, can you stay 5 more minutes? We're a 1 minute break. I want you to be able to finish up. Okay, we'll be right back. Second hour straight ahead. Time flies when you're fighting tyranny. But you're not allowed to have an opinion. That's called a conspiracy theory.